And welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Margaret Gray. And today we are going to do something unusual. We're giving Dr. Barstow Wyckoff another run at it. Another opportunity to acquit himself perhaps a little bit better than he did on the program yesterday. Dr. Wyckoff did ask for this time, and Phil was gracious enough to grant that to him. Phil?
That's right, Margaret. Dr. Wyckoff feels that he is a man who can far better control his emotions than he did on our program yesterday. And Dr. Wyckoff, I'm more than happy to give you any opportunity. Anybody that comes on this program and doesn't feel they had a fair hearing is welcome to come back.
Well, I appreciate that, Phil. I really do, because I felt that on a program yesterday, while I was, you know, in a state of tension because of what I've done for the Brainwave Institute, talking to a lot of these people who don't know how to use genders. Frank Ray was one of them. And it has tensed me up over the years to the point where you can see I talk with my jaws are a little tight.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
I'd say more than a little tight, Dr. Wyckoff. I don't mean to.
Well, maybe. That could very well be. But I am much, much better at communicating with my patients and controlling my emotions than I was yesterday on the program.
What do you think caused you to sort of unravel a little bit?
Well, Dr. Sadler and I have had a interesting past together. We don't always see eye to eye.
So you know Jim Sadler from other, I don't know, what other medical conferences or something?
Yeah, our paths have crossed. Dr. Sadler has done some work at the Brainwave Institute because of the fact that he's not only a medical doctor, he's done some psychiatry and psychology. He's a guy that gets around. He's a very interesting guy. And I haven't always approved of his methods, but I think I showed a decided lack of control yesterday.
All right, so to that end, we have got Dr. Sadler here, as you requested.
That's correct.
Dr. Jim Sadler's coming in. Hi, Doc, how are you?
I'm good, and Dr. Wyckoff, well, I appreciate very much you give me the opportunity.
My pleasure.
So, but Dr. Wyckoff, what you'd like to do here is then reapproach the conversation you had with Dr. Sadler yesterday and exhibit to the audience your ability to,
you know, my ability to do it in a much more sober fashion and not let whatever it is that Dr. Sadler might say. I Dr. Sadler, you and I have got a history, no question about it, and there have been times when it has tensed me up, but it's not anything that is going to impact our relationship, especially when it comes to patients and making people better.
I agree with that entirely. I'm very much about the patient. I'm very much about the healing and the healing of the individual.
That's how I feel about it too.
All right. So that having been excuse me. Is there something wrong? Is there something wrong? No. Nothing wrong.
Well, why? Okay, never mind. It's that Phil does that.
No, I'm aware that Mr. Hendry breaks out into laughter. That's something to look at, Phil, if I may call you Phil.
Certainly.
That's something to look at because you just spontaneously erupt into laughter. Do you know why?
Something strikes me as funny. Yes, sir.
So something that we did is something that Dr. Wyckoff did?
Well, when you say we or me, it could be something that we did, me did, or I did, or you do, or you did.
Sure, whatever.
Okay, well, I think we're off course here a little bit.
Yeah, you are. All right, why don't you guys talk about what you wanted to talk about? I think you indicated, Dr. Sadler, that you wanted to get back into this discussion of the unigender.
Yes, that's right. What Frank Gray suffers from, Dr. Frank Gray, Margaret's wonderful other half, is what you call gender unification. Is that correct, Doctor?
Yes, that's exactly right. But Frank Gray will say it instead of her, him, and Margaret, you know that he changed through the time at the house, right?
Well, yes. At first he started calling. Well, at first when the neuro condition came back because of this untreated venereal disease, don't give that look, bud, or I'm going to take this and bury it right.
All right, hold on for a minute. I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. You gave me the look.
Okay.
Well, what we want to do here is keep it calm and collected, you know?
Yeah, I would appreciate that. Margaret, don't
go after a guy.
I don't like the look he gives me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, great. Now then.
Me?
Yes, go ahead.
So, Dr. Sadler, We were talking about gender unification.
Yeah, and I wondered, when you were working with Dr. Gray, excuse me, Mr. Gray, Frank Gray.
Yes.
And he would call you it throughout a long period of time. Did you feel, because there was a man on Mr. Henry's show, I forget who that was, Mr. Henry, who said he felt like he wanted to just, you know, get a can of bug spray and spray it into his own mouth. You remember that?
I do remember that. I forget. Margaret?
No, I don't recall, but I do remember having a guest like that.
Yeah. This was a guy, because Frank Gray kept calling him it, said he was called it so often, he felt like he was an insect and wanted to do himself in with bug spray.
Right. So I just wanted to, do you ever feel that way?
Do I, when I was working with Frank?
Yeah.
No, I never felt as if he looked at me like I was a bug or something like that.
Yeah, do you ever, when he calls you it, especially when you're walking around with your teeth clenched like that, which I know, you know, you're tensed up because of a lot of stupid stuff that's what's been said, but when you're tensed up and then the guy says, hey, it, or, you know, there it is pointing at you, what does that do?
Well, it doesn't do anything. It just, you know, I think that I got to move on with what I'm trying to do. With Frank, in Frank's case, he would look at me, he would say, hey, it, there's it right there. Ask it to get you something to eat, see? And that's when you feel like what he's doing is he's making you into a more of a thing, you know?
Right, like a thing? That's why this guy talked about bug spray.
Yeah, I don't know. I never thought about bug spray. What I, you know, when Frank would say that to me, I would feel like I wanted to get some bug spray, but I never got bug spray, no.
All right, now I want to say, you look like you're getting tenser as the moment goes by.
What?
No, what do you mean?
Oh, you sounded really tense there.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. I'm fine. Really, I am. I swear to Almighty Christ, I am.
Okay, so...
Are you asking all the questions, or do I get to ask some?
Oh, go ahead. You can ask me a question.
Okay. My understanding was that you lift weights in your Speedo out in the front lawn of your house, and you've got a wife that's 30 years younger than you, but you talk like you said you lost part of your tongue in a lion taming accident. Is that right?
Yes, I have lost part of the tongue, but I do lift, and my wife, Mindy, is very hot, and I'll go out on the front lawn and oil up and just do a lot of, I do a lot of bicep curls, things like that. Excuse me, I beg your pardon. What is your question?
Well, I wonder how it is that a man like you can sound like, and I'm not saying you are, but you sound like you're a retard.
Well, that's a strong word.
No, I'm sorry, but you sound like a... You sound like maybe you like to sit on a...
What are you trying to say, Dr. Wyckoff?
It's just Dr. Sadler sounds to me like maybe he wants to sit on a penis and...
What are you saying?
All right, hold on for just a minute, Dr. Wyckoff.
I'm just kidding around. I kid around. No, I just... When I listen to you, you sound like you got... like you said, you only have half a tongue. And you go out in a Speedo and you lift weights and you got a hot girlfriend. And I wonder if they're just your neighbor's got a dog.
Say that again.
I wonder if
you do look like you're really losing it there, Doc.
No. I'm fine.
Well, you just sounded irritated right there.
No, I'm fine. I really am. I just wonder, do your neighbors get pissed off at the fact that you go out in a Speedo? And you got a hot young wife, you know? Does anybody ever say anything, you
know? No. People are generally, they go, oh, there's Dr. Sadler. Look at the guns on him. Look, he's got a big chest. There's Dr. Sadler. He's got the good thighs. He's got a couple of big guns, a big chest. And, you know, a fairly decent sized package. And he's out there and he's lifting. And, oh, there goes his hot wife in that nice little, tight little bikini, you know?
What'd you call it?
A bit, oh,
I think it's called a bikini, Doc.
Oh, I'm sorry, like a bikini.
A bikini? Boy, that's something else. You call it a bikini.
Are you all right?
No, I'm fine. Yeah, good.
Okay, I'm just going to jump in. This is the Phil Henry Show. Dr. Barstow Wyckoff is back with us. Dr. Wyckoff is the gentleman there who treated Frank Gray for his what is called gender unification. Frank calling everybody it. At one time, Frank was, of course, confusing genders. Dr. Wyckoff has, through the years, sort of tensed his jaw and his teeth up. As you said to me yesterday, dealing with so many dumb... just dumbass people, right?
Yes, that, what is it, Phil? You know, you tense up and the jaws get tight. And you squeeze your teeth together like I'm doing right now. I'm fine. And I'm having a good time. I'm glad I'm on your show, and thank you very much to have me. But I do tense it up, and I teach... God, I just... When I think of the stupid mother... I don't like that language. I forgive me. I just think of the stupid people.
So if I could, Dr. Wyckoff, when you think of stupid... When you look at me, do you see a stupid man? Or do you see a guy... What's got... You know, I mean, how stupid can I be... If I've got a hot young wife with pretty decent-sized tickets, you know what I'm saying about that, right?
Yeah, I saw you raise your hands to your chest like she's got big ones, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, I've got the big guns. I got big thighs. And I've got, my wife tells me, and some of the women in the neighborhood say that I've got a fairly decent-looking ass, you know. And I have a fairly successful medical practice, so... When you're dealing with a guy like me, does that tense you up?
No, why wouldn't it tense me up?
Well, because I'm successful and you're walking around with your teeth clenched together.
Yeah, it sounds, if I may, Doc, I know you're doing well, but it sounds like you're barely...
Yeah, it sounds like you're barely keeping it together.
No, I'm fine. I really am. I just, when I think about Dr. Sadler, I see a successful man. He and I have had our run-ins over the years. If I see a guy here who, as I've said, you know, some people are just, you know, like I'm talking to these people to confuse genders, like Frank Gray, who's just, you know, sometimes you want to say he's just a dumb guy. Joe, he's just a dumbass, you know, but no, he's not.
That's my husband you're talking about.
No, I don't know that. And he's okay.
You're slobbering a little bit. You want to?
Here, have a napkin.
Thank you. What was your question?
It's nothing. So I wanted to get back to this question of gender unification that Frank Gray has. And you said dealing with these people is like dealing with dumbasses.
Yeah, you do. You tense up because what happens is you are dealing with these people and they go, ooh, there it goes. Or Dr. Wyckoff is my doctor. It's a great doctor, you know. And you think, boy, oh, boy, I tell you what, all the time I spent where this guy trying to get him together and trying to get him to say things right, he sounds like a fucking dick. Excuse my language. You know.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. What are you fucking telling you? Gonna...
Yes, I'm all right. I really didn't. You know, you wanted a second chance here, Doc.
No. I'm fine. But you listen to a guy like Frank Gray.
That's my husband.
I know it's your husband. How many times do you need to point it out to me? It's your husband. You got it.
Hey, Dr. Wyckoff, sir,
No, just let me finish, okay?
Okay.
You were on the program yesterday, and you were losing it.
I'm not losing it. Swear to Almighty Christ, I'm not losing it.
All right. But it sounds like you're losing it right now.
Well, no, but you just me from Frank Gray when he's walking around calling me it. I'm his doctor. I went to medical school. Tell me 10 years ago to medical school, the guy called me it. Okay?
I can see it. That pissed me off. I know how you feel, Dr. Wyckoff. Sometimes people talk about me like that, too.
You see? See? Talk about it.
All right. Well, Dr. Wyckoff, it's been real great.
Oh, okay, Grace. You guys are going to blow me off. There goes the freak again.
We asked you to come back on.
I'm holding it again. I'm not doing anything wrong. What am I doing wrong? Well, yesterday was Chris crying like a baby. I'm not doing anything wrong.
No, you're keeping it together. Dr. Sadler?
No, I'm fine, Dr. Wyckoff. You did real great. And we'll look forward to hearing this drop when the Mr. Henry podcast drop.
When the Mr. Henry podcast drop, you talk like you think. You know what's really good about you, Dr. Sadler? You think you're so wired into all the shit. You sound like a fucking shit...
All right, Dr. Wyckoff.
You need a good fucking sh...
Here, let me help you to your car.
Get away from me!
Dr. Barstow Wyckoff from the Phil Henry Show. That's part two.
You want to book him for part three?
No, I do not want to book him.
Mark Hansen here. Mark Hansen Insurance Companies of Greater Los Angeles. Come into Mark Hansen. We'll get you insured. We'll insure any part of you. We insure your ass. Yes, I said ass. Your ears, your face, your nose, your legs, your arms. We insure all of you, and we insure all of you for a lot of money because we know what you do is none of our business. Mark Hansen Insurance. What you do is none of our business. We've been insuring your ass since 1903. Mark Hansen Insurance, downtown.
Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico. We have Art Griego on the line. And Art is with us to talk about a new book that you've written, Art, which is called Let's Stop Lying and Let's Talk Straight.
That's correct, yeah, Phil. And it's basically, it's a book that is addressed mostly to other pilots and what they have been really, I think, engaged in dishonestly.
Now, you flew for, did you say dishonestly, Art?
Yes, I did, very much so.
All right, before we get to that, you flew commercially for, what, 25 years?
25 years for Buckshot.
What was the airline?
Buckshot Airways. And
Buckshot Airways.
That's right. It was one of the biggest carriers in the Southeast for a long time. And then I did another 5 years with Drooler Airways. And
Drooler Airways? I never heard of that one either.
Well, these are small airlines that operated out of the Southeast and Southwest. This is when I came to Los Angeles and I just started flying. I started to fly privately.
Art, the book you've written, which is called Let's Stop Lying and Let's...
Let's Stop Lying and Let's Talk Straight. It is one pilot to another. The subtitle is A Pilot Addresses Other Pilots. And the premise of the book and the truth that I wanted to bring out in this book, and I think I have... is that what we all need to stop doing as pilots is lying about the fact that we, quote, really enjoy flying. And you hear a lot of pilots say that. People will say, do you enjoy it? Oh, I enjoy flying. I've always enjoyed flying. Flying is something that I like.
And what are you saying that's dishonest?
It is absolutely dishonest because every pilot that I know is not particularly in love with flying. After maybe the first year, you start to... You're real sick of it. You're sick to death of flying. You're sick to death of the passengers themselves. And I'm speaking primarily commercially, Phil.
What about flying by yourself?
Flying by yourself. How does that...
Yes, if you just go out and fly by yourself.
No one does that.
No one takes any... No one does any pleasure flying.
Pleasure? No, there's no such thing.
There's no... Seriously, no pilot enjoys flying.
No, not after the first couple of years. You are tired of it. To the point where you'd rather do anything else. You'd rather stay home and play Russian roulette than get into an aircraft.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not kidding.
You know, we had you on once before, Art, where you talked about how pilots are really scared of flying. They don't know how the plane gets up there.
That is true, but really the number one...
You still hold to the fact that pilots are afraid of flying because they don't know how the plane does what it does.
Yes, but the bigger issue... is not so much that pilots are afraid of it, is that they're sick and tired of it, and it's nothing that gives them that much of a thrill. It's nothing that brightens my day. When I was flying commercially, every day I got out of bed, and I would look, and I'd look at my hands, I'd look at the wall, and I would say, are we really doing this again? And so I would go down to the hangar, get into an airplane, And just
fly. You sound like you're more bored with it than you dislike it.
No, it's something we do dislike. I don't like to fly. I do it because I have to. It's the only thing I really know how to do. And every pilot that I've ever known really doesn't like it.
Do they hate it? Is it something that they... Are you saying that you hate flying?
No, I wouldn't say that I hate flying. I just don't enjoy it at all. And I haven't enjoyed it for many, many years. And so when I get out of bed in the morning and I look at the day spilling out ahead of me, and I think, am I really doing this again? Oh my God! I thought that you wonder, didn't I do anything to correct this?
All right, this sounds like you are not just you don't like flying, you hate it. It's something that
it's close to that.
It's close to hating it.
Yes, it is.
It sounds like it's something that you loathe, that you'd rather do anything else.
In a nutshell, yes.
All right, Art Griego is our special guest. It's called the book is called Let's Start Telling the Truth and Start Talking Straight to Each Other, a book from one pilot to another, as you call it. And in it, Mr. Griego describes what he says is the fact of life about flying, that pilots really don't like to fly. Now, this is a different attitude than the one that you evidenced on the show. General, you remember.
Well, you were on the program a couple of years ago, Art. You said that pilots don't know how the plane flies and that they're scared to death.
That's absolutely true. It is absolutely true. But, you know, if you fly a number of years...
You're holding to your belief that pilots are frightened to death of flying.
Yes, absolutely. But I'm saying when you fly as many years as I have, the fear is not so much what you feel anymore as just the... I don't like it. It's no fun. I'm not having any fun with this. It's irritating to be in this plane. It's irritating for me to turn the engine on. It's irritating to when the plane goes up into the air. And you want to do anything other than that. There are times when you know nobody would ever really do this, but you want to turn around, go back to the one of the emergency exits, kick the door open, and jump from the plane. That's how just bothered by the experience you are. bothered by the experience you are.
Okay, Art, you've been on this program many times, and you have described the experience of being a pilot.
No, but are you listening to what I'm saying?
I'm totally listening. But you've described the experience of being a pilot as being.
Boy, Phil, you're like beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep. I know what I'm doing. Okay, hold on. You have described the experience of being a pilot as something that is irritating. You hate the passengers. You'd rather that they all just sit down, or you purposefully pretend like there's turbulence so they fall down. You've done that, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm not making any apologies for that.
Today you're describing a state of mind where flying irritates the hell out of you. You've been on the show before saying that pilots are frightened to death because they don't know why planes fly. And the entire career of being a pilot sounds to me like something you would avoid like the plague, and yet there you are.
There I am. Number one, the money's pretty good if you're good, and I'm good. Number two, the first couple of years I was a pilot, it wasn't so bad because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was getting into. I'd get in the plane, I'd sit down, and I'd say, gee, this is great, you know, and I'd look at all the knobs and switches, and I'd look at my co-pilot, who might be a guy with maybe 10, 20 years more experience than me, and I look at him with his arms folded across his chest, staring out the window the opposite direction, doesn't want to make eye contact with me. You see them heave a sigh, and when they finally do look at you, you're looking at the eyes and the face of a man that has had, life has basically kicked the hell out of him. Kicked the hell out of him.
Your co-pilot?
Yes.
All right. All right, so let me ask you something. Art, this is General Shaw.
Yeah, that's right. I know General Shaw.
That's nice. So you say you've gotten over being afraid of flying.
I haven't. I've never gotten over being afraid of flying because no one really knows, as I've said before, how it is that planes fly.
Oh, come on, man. You know full well people know how to. They know how they do it, and everything.
I want to say that again?
You know that people know how they do it.
People don't know how they do it. They don't really know why a plane flies, but that doesn't make any difference anymore because I just can't stand flying. I hate it. I wish I'd learned how to do something else. I would rather do anything other than fly. I wish I had a career as a... I would rather be a railroad engineer, you know, going toot, toot, that kind of deal. I would.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great. But
well, don't knock the kid, okay? He's, you know, he's listening to you.
Well, but thank you, but I don't want to sit there going, toot, toot, you know.
You said you want to be a railroad engineer.
I do want to be a railroad engineer, but I want to sit there with the striped overalls, with the little hat, looking like some kind of a hat.
You know something, Art, you just kill me, man.
Mr. Henry, this is a very real book, okay, that I'm promoting. I'm on a promotional tour for. Called We Got, and I'm telling pilots right now to quit lying to people and saying you enjoy flying because you know you don't.
All right, Art Griego is our guest, and Art is saying, where are you, by the way?
I'm over at Santa Monica.
You're at the airport?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Morbid. Well, I just want to say, so your claim is, and your book states, pilots quit lying to everyone. We can't stand flying. We hate it. And you couple that with your expressed belief on this program that pilots are scared to death when they do fly because they don't know how the plane gets off the ground.
Yeah, well, if you're a relatively new pilot, you're scared you're scared almost to death when the plane goes up in the air. You're going, I don't know how it's doing this, man. I remember my very early days when the plane went up in the air, and I thought, oh God, please help me. You know,
I ain't buying it.
No, I'm not buying it either.
You're not buying what?
I'm not buying the fact that you've gone from being afraid of flying to now you can't stand it, and you're advising other pilots.
Somebody want to get that phone because it's driving me out of my fucking mind.
Hey, watch the language.
I'm sorry. I really am. Good. It's for me. Can you hold, Phil?
Go ahead. We got Art Griego on the line with us.
Yeah. Who? I'm not flying tonight.
Art Griego on the line with us, talking to us about a new book.
I'm not flying tonight! I'm sorry, Phil. I just got very, very...
Art Griego, who probably needs a psychiatrist, like just about every guest that we've ever had on the program.
Yeah, Mr. Griego, what's the story with you, man? We heard it scream. We heard the screams. No, they didn't sound feminine. They sounded masculine. Give me the phone, will you, for God's sake, bud?
I don't do...
Art, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's the problem?
What are you doing screaming at people?
I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't know you could hear that.
Yeah, you're taking a phone call. So the book is called... Let's Talk Straight to Each Other and to Other People. What is it called?
The book's called Let's Start Telling the Truth, One Pilot to Another. How we don't really like flying. We've never liked flying. And yes, Phil, there is a time early in your career before you realize you don't like flying, you are frightened half out of your mind every time the plane takes off.
And that's for relatively junior pilots.
Yeah, when I first started flying, I'd pull back on the yoke, and the plane would go up in the air, and I had no idea. I'd look at the co-pilot, and I'd say, you got to be kidding me. How is the plane doing this? How is the plane doing this? And the pilot would look back at you, and he might be a guy with, like I said, 20, 30 years more experience, and he'd shake his head and say, I don't know. God help me, but I don't know.
All right, well, Art's book is called...
Okay. So this is going to be another one of those appearances where you talk behind my back.
No, but we'll discuss later, Art. And the book is called, you know, Let's Stop Lying to People. We Don't Really Like Flying.
Every time we got you on the show, Art, you're saying something else bad about flying.
Like what?
Oh, you were on here one time saying that the passengers are so irritating that you cause turbulence... That sometimes you tell them you can't bring that bag on board. You do everything you can to irritate them.
The passengers, you have to be a pilot to understand how irritating airline passengers are. And at the end of the flight, and this has happened, you can ask any pilot you know, at the end of the flight, there's a part of you that wishes the plane had crashed. Just so every last one of those monkeys would be dead.
I've had enough of that.
Yeah, but you're laughing.
You better believe I'm laughing. Art Griego is full of crap and always will be. And the first time I heard him say that stuff, what, bud?
Yeah, Art, you're full of crap. Mr. Henry just said you're full of crap. You're full of crap.
Full of crap. C-R, give me the full... Yeah, Art, can I do something else for you?
Yeah, are you hanging up on me? Is that it?
Well, Art, how many more times am I going to have in the program you're afraid of flying? You don't like flying. The plane, you'd rather the plane crash.
That's right. Read it and weave, Phil. Yeah, tell you what, don't believe me. You ask any other airline pilot. The experience is so unfulfilling. It is so uncomfortable. It is so irritating that you'd rather, when you finally land the plane, you think back on the flight and you think, God, I had every opportunity to crash it and I didn't. I had every opportunity to crash.
Art Griego, folks, get his book. What's it called?
Yeah, it's called Let's Start Telling the Truth to Each Other, One Pilot to Another, Art Griego, and How We Hate Flying.
Well, you guys...
I agree with you. I think there's something... I don't think he's lying. I think there's something wrong with him. There always has been. But what makes it different about any other guest?
That right there, bingo, there's the point. What makes Art Griego any different from any other freak
that we get on the show?
All right, Margaret, where are you going?
To take a shit, if you really have to know.
Okay, great. Thanks for that.
Well, you asked, Phil.
Okay, thanks very much, folks. That's tonight's show. Wrapping it up, baby. Oh, God. Hey, by the way, guess what we found? We found another case of shot glasses.
You're kidding.
No, we found another case of Phil Henry Show Legacy shot glasses. Stand by, because we're going to be giving a few more away. and I'll tell you how you can win them shot glasses.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show has been executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Me, I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, baby. Like I said, stick around. We'll tell you in forthcoming hours how to win legacy shot glasses from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Thanks to Art Griego tonight, and thank you very much, Dr. Barstow Wyckoff, for trying, you know, a second time to try to make, you know, to make sense, which
he did not do.
Yes, you did not do, sir.